people that are sent to Washington, D.C.
Send people to Washington who don't hate Trump. I have been working on immigration for 10 years. I'm willing to deal with the DACA population, give them a place to stay in our country, a pathway to citizenship. I'm willing to spend money in Central America to make life better. I've done everything I know to do. I've talked. I've turned blue in the face. I can't get one Democrat to agree with me that you should apply for asylum in Central America or Mexico, not the United States, because we don't have the capability to deal with asylum claims, and most of them are fraudulent. I can't get one Democrat to agree to allow children to be held with their families humanely for 40, 50, or 100 days so we can process their claims. They literally want them to be released in the United States. They continue a practice of asylum being applied for in the United States. It has a never-ending trail, and the trail to get here is terrible for women and children. They will not work with me. They will not work with President Trump. I am dumbfounded as to why we can't find compromise.
The senator from South Carolina was speaking there on Fox News, and so far no word out of the Democrats in the Senate, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today, and this is not working too well. Oh, goodness, I may have to hold the microphone. Every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we conduct this program, and I'd like to have guests come to be interviewed on this program because the purpose of this program is to inform people about ideas and strategies and techniques that they can use for whatever they're doing, whether it's whether they're folks could be business owners, operators. We have people that listen who are thinking about starting a business. We have people that are involved with nonprofit organizations or those who dedicate their time to different charities. All the things we talk about can be helpful in any of those instances. So you're always encouraged to keep a pencil and paper handy so that you can take notes. And today we'll be giving you actually a lot of reasons to take notes. This afternoon, my guest is Bill Harnden. And hi, Bill.
How you doing, Vicki?
Good. Bill is the director of the Small Business Development Center at Raritan Valley Community College. And it's a wonderful center that you're going to learn more about because the folks I mentioned earlier who listen to this program or those that are referred to the program will find it beneficial. In fact, this program is live on Facebook on Teachable Moments in Business, and it's also available as an audio podcast on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce website. So folks are listening to this on their internet. They can also listen, and they would listen through the Chamber's website. So please tell folks about us. It's always available on Teachable Moments of Business, even though it may have been featured a couple weeks ago or months ago. It's still on Facebook as far as I know. So, Bill, I want to thank you for being here. And I want to we're going to hear from one of our sponsors and give you time to share with us why you do what you do.
Okay.
And we'll be back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
So you're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon, and Bill Harnden is my guest. Bill and I have known each other for a while. I don't know how
15
many,
years, yeah.
Is it that long?
It's 15 years,
and,
yeah.
And he's the director of the Small Business Development Center at Raritan. We're based in the Workforce Development Building, which is a beautiful brand-new building on the campus of Raritan Valley Community College. Simon Sinek wrote a book entitled What's Your Why? So I like to ask people why they do what they do, because when folks hear why you do what you do, they quite often will sign on. They'll be more interested and more drawn to what you do because of what's in it for them to take advantage of those things. So in a nutshell, why do you do what you do?
Well, my story goes way back. It goes back to my early days working with General Motors. I had a lot of responsibilities, and for 15 years, I've had great projects, great people to manage everything. So one day I was inspired by my father-in-law. He came to me one day and said that, you know, all the sacrifices that you made for General Motors, you can make for yourself and you can actually, you know, make more money that way. And I said, you know, that's not a bad idea. So my wife and I did a lot of research and we decided, okay, we're going to buy a franchise. So I gave my notice at General Motors and then purchased the franchise and then operated this franchise for several years. But what excited me about the franchise was the thrill of the hunt, what's next, what challenge is next. I like to keep out of trouble by taking on different challenges. So with a small business, the next day can be different from the day before and the day before that. So it was pretty exciting, you know, and the type of business I had that I would make my money three times a year, okay? And people say, what do you mean you make it three times a year? The holidays is the time when I really make the money for my business. So just preparing for that was exciting, getting everything lined up, all the advertising, personnel, the processes, making sure the processes are all set. It was just exciting times, and I really enjoyed it. And I also learned a lot. I learned a lot through my mistakes. You know, my father-in-law had said, you're going to make 1,000 mistakes, but as long as you don't make the same mistake twice, you'll be fine. So I heeded that advice, and actually I became successful at the business. I sold it to a venture capital group when I was ready to move on. And then I said to myself, what do I really want to do? So one day I saw an advertisement for somebody in the finance office at Raritan Valley Community College. And I had an extensive finance background with General Motors. So I went and interviewed, and I got the position in 1998 on the finance staff. And a couple of years later, I had this little teeny woman come up to me. Because at the time, I was handling grants. And I was handling her grant, and this grant was with the SBA, and it's for the Small Business Development Center. And I had no idea what it was all about. So her and I were talking. I asked her a series of questions about the SBDC, and she answered them. And she says, you know, what's your background? And I said, well, I've been in corporate, and I've been self-employed, and now I've hit number three in the I'm in the educational business. So she says, you had a small business at one time? And I said, yes, I operated for several years, and I just had a blast. I enjoyed it so much. But after a while, you know, it does take a toll on you. She says, so what's your background again? I said, well, finance. I'm helping you with the grants. She says to me, okay, could you do me a favor? Could you meet me in my office in about an hour? And I said, sure. What do you want to talk about? Well, we'll talk about some paperwork.
That was the beginning.
So I went to her office, and she was the regional director at the time, and she was looking for an assistant director to help her out because she had a lot on her plate, and there was a lot of counseling that was required at the time and still is. So she says, you know, would you be interested in an assistant director job? And I said, well, what would that entail? She says, well, what we need to do is share our knowledge and our experiences with people who are in pre-venture, you know, want to become entrepreneurs, or people who have been in business and just don't know how to, take their business to the next level. So I said to her, well, let me think about it. And so I went home and discussed it with my wife, and I said, geez, that just sounds like a great job. It's a win-win, you know. It's a promotion, and I get to talk to people and share my experiences. And so here it is 15 years later, I'm still sharing my experiences with people. I have often said to many people, I have the greatest job in the world because I'm being paid to really help people with their lives. And, you know, we at the center, we counsel on average about 400 people a year, but we have almost 2,000 counseling sessions.
Wow.
So that means people are coming multiple time and talk to multiple counselors. And if I don't even really have to ask my counselors, such as you, they're all in it. They all have the same attitude as I do. They want to share their knowledge. And there's nothing more rewarding on this planet than sharing knowledge with people who really want to change their lives or make a difference in their life. So that's why I do
it. That's why you do it. In fact, I started with the center in 2001, so right. I kind of beat you
by a couple of years. Yes.
But this gal who was the director, Sue, she found out that I was a trainer. And she said, well, could you counsel? And I said, yeah, I can do that too. So
she had that knack, didn't she? Sue Johnson had that knack of finding the people who had the passion. I've said many times I haven't been able to get rid of any of my counselors because they just love what they do.
That's
and
right.
So the average year of service at the center is 11.
Yeah.
And that's a lot, having counselors who've been with us for so long, like you and a couple others have been since the inception, 18 years. So
it's a long time. And
because
of that passion, many of us have to be flexible with our times, but we're able to do that because we know that in the end we're doing something that's so important. And the letters that come through from – we get letters every so often from these folks, or they'll come back multiple times to see us. And they're very complimentary. They're very excited. I had a gal come in one time who was wanted to start a business, but she didn't know how to go about it. So I gave her some suggestions, and she said, "Well, I don't know. Should I just do this or that?" She was very apprehensive, and I said, "You know what? I said just go do it. Get started." And I gave her a startup game plan. She came in about 2 months later, or a month later it was, and she said, "I did those things, and now it's starting. Things are starting." And she was so excited. She went from being scared. Because it is a risk when you have your own business. It's very risky. But in a month or so, she had her entire attitude had changed, and she found that by stepping out and really putting forth energy into the things that she thought she wanted to do, it was going to work for her.
See, that's a true testimony of our services and the quality of counseling. We have had people that have come to back us through the years as a sounding board. And that's one thing, too. People, it's not a one-and-done deal. They don't come for 1 hour and they know everything. People actually invest their time, and they know we're going to invest our time to make sure they're successful.
Okay.
So that's a great testimony to the service of the center. And like I said a minute ago, that we do have a lot of clients that have been with us since the inception in 2001. And that's 18 years that people have utilized us as a resource of information and just running things by us. And you just can't buy that type of
it's awesome.
It is really awesome.
And I hope those of you who are watching and listening to this today are taking some notes on things about that we're about to share with you. I have a little story here that I'd like to share. And it has to do with a woman who came to see me for counseling because her husband's business was not progressing very well. He'd been in business for probably 25 years, maybe. And he was I won't say what the business was, but it has to do with some of the trades and a trade service. And he was struggling. and he hired a young man to help him out. Well, this young man was good at the internet. He probably, because he hadn't spent his whole life, in doing machines and stuff that they were working on, he probably had some verbal skills that were better than the gentleman who started the business. And this man didn't keep up with the internet. He probably didn't really. He probably took his customers for granted. And things just kind of got away from him. In fact, I mentioned that to his wife, who came to see me, and she said, yes, that's what happened. Well, after the man had young man had been hired for a while, he left the old guy and started the exact same business.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up stealing customers, and all that time that was put into this young man came to be a detriment because it hurt this man. And the only customers that the older man kept were ones he had for a long time, but he didn't get the new customers.
Mm-hmm.
So the wife was very concerned about it. So I've always felt for years that anybody who's been in business for it could be 15, 20 years, could be more, could be even less, they've taken their customers for granted. They haven't kept up with the internet. They haven't done the networking and utilized different skills that you have to develop in order to selling skills. You have to keep you have to keep up to date with all those. So that gets me to a discussion on all the different services that would be available to that gentleman or anyone else in our audience who's been around for a while. If you want the business to at least sustain itself and you want to sustain the profitability of it, there are resources at the center that can help.
Absolutely.
And it's a huge number of resources. So let's talk about some of those. For somebody who once you have the job skills, you have to keep up with the administrative side of business.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about some of the things that gentleman should have taken advantage of.
Well, it sounds like this gentleman feels that if he put his plaque out there, business is going to come to him.
Right.
And that's
right.
Just
true.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
You know, it's not a field of dreams situation.
Right.
You build it, they come. No. That's the unfortunate thing. But it's reality. What this owner has to do is constantly reinvent himself. That's the core of the problem.
Yeah.
It sounds like he might be technically astute,
right?
But he's not reinventing himself to the environment that's out there today.
Right. Because business is changing really at a rapid pace, and you have to keep up.
Right. Business is changing. It's how you conduct business, not the technical services that you can provide. It's
right.
How you conduct business.
Right.
How do you secure that client? How do you retain that client? You know, that's just, it just sounds like that's what he's not investing in. And so what he would do is he could come to the center and talk to somebody such as you. You would talk to him about retention. But then we have other counselors about, now we have to really tap into e-commerce. That's the unfortunate. You know, I was thinking on my way here that we could used to, you know, buy a 2x2 or 4x4 block in a newspaper, you know, it might have cost you $30-$40 at the time. But there's no newspapers out there, and you're not going to buy that block of space, and no one's going to read it. So you need to really reinvent yourself to say, how do I get my name out there in front of the public, the people in my community who might need my services.
Exactly. So you even can go back to look at some of the basics. Somebody who's been in business a long time may have an antiquated bookkeeping system.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. If they're hiring people, they may not be aware of the HR requirements and the laws today. That's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe business has changed to the point that he doesn't have enough insurance for what he's doing.
Right.
So here you. So at the center, we have people that are trained on QuickBooks, and we teach all the classes on
mm-hmm.
that.
We have two pro advisors,
right? And then you talked about his marketing outreach, and we have not only someone who can help design and develop a website. You know, we don't do the work for people, but they can be advised on what they need to have done
mm-hmm.
by somebody if they can't do it themselves. But also classes on how to market online, because I have as I've learned after hearing many speakers talk. Is the fact that if you can't be found online, you don't exist today.
Mm-hmm.
So that. And then when it comes to HR matters, probably some older companies that hire people don't have a handbook,
mm-hmm.
and they may not be aware of the laws.
What about the need of a non-compete agreement that people
that's
don't even remember?
Yeah, that's
they don't think about.
That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are some of the other services that we offer that would be help somebody like that?
Well, there's also two. We have a lot of management counseling. We have a specialist that would, you know, we have actually a course that's called Results Oriented Management. Where, you know, this individual would probably be beneficial to that person because a lot of people don't do self-evaluations. That's a problem. You know, I know it. I can do it. But they don't see the impact of their decisions, or they really don't think of the impact of their decisions. So they can come to our counselors and say, well, this is my intent. How do I measure the results? And this is where we can help them. As you pointed out, you know, we're not going to do it for you. But it's mostly it's most important that they understand they really got to do it for themselves.
Yes, they do. Nobody's going to do it for them.
No. No one's going to do it. No.
In fact, I had a client recently who is upset that he's not progressing with the business, but he's expecting other people to set him on the path. I said, you have to do it yourself. So I'm giving you tips on things you can do, and we're exploring all different options that you have, but he can't expect somebody else to pull together a business that will then, or a situation or an environment that he can then excel in as the owner.
And one of the things that we promote, my entire staff promotes, is always ask why.
Yeah.
You know, I have plenty of examples where I'm assisting people. I have a young man that has a hat and accessory business, you know, customized hats, customized accessories. And he does a lot of advertising on Instagram and Etsy. And he says, Bill, you know, I'm not seeing the numbers. I'm not seeing the numbers. Why don't they want? Instead of asking me why, you have got to do your research to find out, is their favorite color brown and you're offering gray? Or is their favorite color red and you're offering green? You have got to ask why. You don't, and you got to ask yourself why. Why aren't they? I'm going to go find out the answer. It's just incredible that people don't, they want to know why. But they don't do the research as to why. They feel that if they develop the product, that's what everybody wants. And, you know, hey, listen, even the cookie companies might have cookies that we never even heard of because they tested it and the customers don't like these cookies. You know, it's just, you know, even though they're large companies, you as a small company have got to do the same.
Exactly.
Right.
I just took a note. We're going to break for some of our sponsors right now, but I just made a note on something we're going to talk about when
okay.
we come back.
So, all right.
So let's see. Where are we? Here we go.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. Thank you for listening and watching this program. And I hope you've now heard that the Small Business Development Center has counseling and classes that can help you address any issues that you may have in running a business. I wrote a little a title or a blurb about this program before you came in, Bill. And so when the going gets tough, the tough go.
That's it.
You go to the SBDC.
I like that. Yeah.
You talked about before the words from our sponsors. You talked about the importance of asking yourself questions.
And mm-hmm.
This fall, we're going to run a program called Question Storming. Mm-hmm. So that was a good segue into this program.
It was unscripted, everybody.
Yeah.
It was unscripted.
It is really cool. I don't call it Q-Storming because that's a trademark name that's owned by someone. So it's Question Storming. And Question Storming is sort of a twist on brainstorming. In Question Storming, the people that are in a group will go one by one explaining what the concerns they have in their businesses. And then those who are in the group will ask a question. They should be open-ended questions. And by the way, a lot of people have trouble with the difference between open-ended and closed-ended questions.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who are watching or listening, are interested in getting a list of open-ended questions. If you can't think of questions for whatever it is that you do, you can send me an email or call me. And I'll give you my phone number real quick. It's 908-832-9544. That's 908-832-9544. My email address, by the way, is vmorgan, V-M-O-R-G-A-N, at Russmore. That's spelled RUSSMOR.com. And I'll send you a list of open-ended questions. It's amazing how many people are really confused by that. But if you ask open-ended questions, which the participants in this program will be asked to do, it gives us opportunities to discuss concerns that the people have in greater depth. So we go around the room and we ask that individual a bunch of questions. They should not be leading questions. They're just questions that you think they should be pondering and considering. And once the questioning is completed, then we go back around and we give the individual a chance to address those questions and to share their thoughts. And it ends up in a discussion. So this is an opportunity for people to come to a group where they're unbiased, they're willing to share their knowledge, and perhaps their background experiences will be beneficial, even if it's not something that they are involved in terms of a business. But I'm excited about doing because I think it's a great thing to do. I do brainstorming now with people, and it includes asking questions, but this program starts with all those questions.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be fascinating, and I look forward to doing it. I should have the date for that. I don't have it, but it's on the website, the SBDC at RVCC. It's at Raritan Valley Community College, and there's a list of all of the classes that are being held this fall. In fact, how many classes are we teaching totally? It's a lot.
I think the last count was 53.
That's a lot of
total.
That's a lot of classes.
That's a lot of classes, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of, so it just tells you that a lot of people are coming through our doors to take advantage of
mm-hmm.
our programs. So that's Question Storming.
Mm-hmm.
So I put together the program. I have a PowerPoint to share. I'm going to give them tips on how to conduct this process and worksheets so they can begin filling out questions for themselves to be asked then to that individual who has the question, who will receive the questions. So pretty cool. So we've talked about this these folks who have been in business for some time, and they do need to go back to the drawing board.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I explain to people, especially those who've been around for a while, I think instead of waiting till you get to the intersection to find out who's coming down the pike, who might be have an impact on how your business might or should be functioning, I think you have to, what I say, look around corners. You have to be aware of what's going on in business, which means you need to communicate with other folks, perhaps in that industry. There are trade associations. I'm amazed. Always amazed at how many people don't have a clue that there's a trade association or professional conferencing that goes on in their industries.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't have a clue. They're mm-hmm. amazed. One time we had a fella came in who was making a product, pickles. It was a pickles. And there's no way that he's going to sell his pickles to grocery stores. Mm-hmm. It was just a home-based business, and he should have been using a certified kitchen to do it. You can't work it. You can't make food out of your own house unless it's certified.
Right.
But at any rate, we both agreed that that would be a great product to sell to farm markets and farm stands. But he didn't know, so because we always have to focus on who's the target audience, who are we best suited to serve. So that was a category that he thought would be really good for him, and I agreed. So I did a Google search on the internet, and lo and behold, I came up with a list of all the farm markets in the state of New Jersey by county, and each one had name, address, phone number, and email address. And that to me is to die for, because there's a ready-made prospect list that he can begin approaching.
Right.
So not everybody has that luxury, but there was a case where, okay, now we know who they are. Now you got to launch a plan to get to them. So whatever happened, I don't know. I don't know that he would have done it, but that he could have sustained this business. But it was a great learning experience for me. To support my philosophy on knowing who your target audience is and how you're going to find them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we do.
But the key to your statement right there is we teach people to be problem solvers.
Yes.
Successful entrepreneurs are problem solvers. As you said, what's around the corner? Or why isn't this what they want?
Yeah.
Am I doing the right thing with promoting my business? Am I putting myself out there?
Yeah.
We put, you know, people think that they're born with this instinct, and of course, no one is born with an entrepreneurial instinct. But the experience of our counselors will give them that insight as to how to conduct themselves successfully.
Right.
I mean, if you want to be a successful business, you can't rest on your laurels. You can't.
No,
you got to keep asking yourself these questions and solve problems.
Right.
And actually, it's fun solving problems. Everybody treats it as a disease. Oh, God, it's another problem. But you know what? That's just life, and that's life being in business. You just keep solving the problems. You treat it as a puzzle that you can solve,
right.
And that's it. It won't drive you crazy if you look at it as, hey, it's another puzzle I can.
Exactly. So it's a learning process,
right.
And we're all lifelong learners, and that's what that's why people need to come to these classes for the counseling and for the classes. I had a woman that came to see me some years ago, who had pets, had dogs, and the dogs had allergic reactions to some of the food or treats that she was giving them. So to her credit, she found, because she wanted to help them, she found a nutritionist to develop formulations for her. And then she found a manufacturer to make the products. And the manufacturer, of course, had to make these products into batches, big batches, because you can't make little quantities, quantities in a factory environment. And then he referred her to a packaging company who designed, actually they were probably expensive packages because they were die cut and they had windows in them, so those are kind of expensive packages.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, she had them manufactured, and she had all of these boxes and cases delivered to her home. Now, she knew a couple people with pets, and she passed out a few samples, and I think she sold a few boxes. But she came to me and she said, now what do I do? Now here's a person who never wrote a business plan, and I teach business plans, never wrote a business plan. She had no clue that there were trade associations in the pet industry. She had no clue who the competitors were or what products that were on the market. She didn't know anything about margins and markups. And she didn't know the channels of distribution. She had never been to a trade show in the pet industry, and she had no training in marketing or selling skills. And so what happened was, I met her probably at the beginning of the year. By the end of the year, she still had those boxes in her house, and they were freshness dated. Mm. So she actually had to throw them all away.
Right.
She couldn't sell them. And so then she had to order them again. About 2 years later, I saw her at a pet industry trade show one time. And then probably 2 years after that, she called me and wanted to know if I knew anybody that would like to buy a business. But there's a kid, you know, but I said to her, did you write a business plan? And she said, no. That was the beginning of not. So when people think they want to start a business, they really need to look at the templates that we recommend, and I recommend a number of them, and they need to begin to take those templates and fill them out, and they force you to research the business before you even get started. And people just don't know what they don't know. So if they can begin working on those plans and then come to the center to talk to the various counselors, people talk to me and I send them off to our counselor, Roland, who helps them with websites. I send them off to somebody that can help with their bookkeeping, to the insurance person. They're planning to hire people. They need to talk to HR, our professional in HR. There's all these things they need to look at before they even spend a penny in launching that business.
Mm-hmm.
They may discover, first of all, that they can't handle it, they can't do it. They may discover that they're on the wrong track and there may be other opportunities that they should be focused on than other than what they thought they should be doing. So there's so many things that can happen. I mean, I'm sure you've seen this many times.
Well, I want to quote Warren Buffett. I think this is the greatest quote that I can relay in my line of business. He said, "The greatest investment one can make is the education in oneself."
Yeah.
Of oneself, sorry.
Yeah.
And that's just such a strong statement, because if you educate yourself with all aspects of the type of business or your business that you're in, then you're not going to make a lot of mistakes like this woman did.
Right.
She just didn't educate herself at all. So, again, people in our community, Somerset and Huntington counties, can come to the Small Business Development Center at Raritan Valley Community College and come sit down and counsel with us. It's all for free because it's grant-funded by the Small Business Administration and the state of New Jersey. So you just take the time and effort and educate yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you're not going to always have all the answers, but if you don't go through any type of educational process like the business plan, you're just not going to succeed. You're just burning money.
That's right. And speaking of burning money, the first things that people think about when it comes to marketing, which is actually a big umbrella that includes a lot of different tactics, one of which is advertising.
Mm-hmm.
When I ask somebody, or even a class environment, I ask what the first word is that they think of when they hear the word marketing, it's 99% of the time it's the word advertising.
Mm.
That's the first word. And yet advertising, to me, translates into dollar signs.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they doing? They're spending money right out of the gate. And the more money you spend, if you spend money out of the gate, you're going to have to keep spending more because you've done nothing to create an awareness that you can build on. And that's what I tell people. You build, maybe this is, I don't know if this is the right way to put it, but to build an undercurrent of awareness
mm-hmm.
so that when you do spend money, people will say, aha, I've heard of that. I wanted to go back to, I started my business a long time ago. I was a mere child in 1976. my next-door neighbor paid cash for 20 tons of dog food, which to this day has never happened. And I've told this story to many people in the pet industry, so I believe I'm right. But I knew nothing about the pet industry and had never owned a business, neither had my partner. And it was, we were in the red knowledge-wise. But I learned from having been in sales with Xerox that I had to identify my target audience.
Mm-hmm.
I did that right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I also became very aware of channels of distribution very quickly. And I had to learn also the margins and markups at each of the levels of distribution. So I learned that pretty quickly, within a couple months. And another thing I learned was that in my industry, manufacturers had no clue where their products were going. So I realized there had to be a system for keeping track of customers and customers of customers. I also realized that in order to affect a distribution program, that I had to be in touch with all the channel partners in the distribution system so that if somebody said, well, I'd like to buy it, but who's going to sell it to me? And that goes for each person who's in that channel of distribution. So that I learned all of that after having been with Xerox and been trained in selling. So what I wanted to say was I have a lot of peers in the industry who are gone. And that's because they didn't identify their target audiences. They relied on good old boy strategies, which don't work anymore. Mm-hmm. You can't rely on that. They were never trained in selling skills, and were not good marketers.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them over the years went by the wayside. It was just out of sheer luck and perhaps long-term relationships based on the fact that they followed into their father's businesses that they were able to stay alive for a while. But they're mostly all gone today.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kind of experience that I had, I share experiences with my clients, because I say to them, you have to know your target. Today you have to be a marketer and a salesperson. You can't just be one or the other. And it's been stated over many years that people that were good marketers were not good salespeople, and vice versa. Today you have to wear all those hats. I'm on a roll here with my soapbox. But that goes for not only the owner and operator of a business, but it also goes for the staff that are in that business. Everybody wears those hats, whether they realize it or not. It could be the person answering the telephone. It could be somebody who's in the warehouse unloading boxes or shipping them out. But everybody has to be aware of, you know, what goes into running a business. And if they are, they will help to sustain that business. The owner, and, you know, I've heard owners say, well, I'm going to put that person into a such and such position and it'll be sink or swim. You can't do that. If the business owner wants the business to work, they've got to train their people, and they have to try to hire for attitude and make sure they get trained, which leads me in a roundabout way to the fact that I believe that more business owners need to send their employees to the SBDC for training.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing we don't see enough of.
Right.
And I find that disturbing.
Well, most small businesses don't have an onboarding process, as you alluded to earlier. And that's where we fit in. We have training and counseling that will help small businesses with onboarding with people.
Yeah, they really take advantage of that.
You know what's really funny? What do you and I talk about a lot about the educational process, a college education? What is the one subject that we say is lacking? And it's sales, right?
Selling. Absolutely.
That is a lost
it's
art.
It's true. And when I ask somebody, sometimes in the classes, regardless of the class I'm teaching, I'll say, have you had sales training? And they'll say yes, and I'll say, well, what was it all about? More often than not, it's product training. It's not techniques.
Right, it's not techniques.
Two different things,
right.
And my peers, I told you, are no longer in business.
Mm-hmm.
If they went to a retail store to give instruction on the products that they were selling to the store,
mm-hmm.
they would walk down the aisles and say, well, these are our products, and those are our products. They didn't even use any selling, honest to goodness.
You and I laugh, but this is such a critical matter with small business.
Yeah,
if you don't have great sales technique,
yeah.
even if you're a one-person operation selling your talent, if you cannot sell your talent, you might be the best programmer in the world.
Yeah.
Everybody knows you're the best programmer, but if you're talking to somebody who doesn't know you and they need help, you just can't say I'm the best. You've got to really present it in such a way that this is how I can help
you. Right. And so they have to sell people on the concept that bottom line benefits that the customer will gain, because they don't mm-hmm. buy what you do, they buy what they get.
What can I get out of it?
For sure.
Yep.
And the other funny thing, I had a peer years ago who I had heard that he bought, that he used to take customers out and open up the trunk of his car and ask them if they saw anything they liked. This is a true story. So later I spoke to a buyer and they said, oh, so-and-so, I saw this guy that had who opened up his trunk. I said to him, I see you have a new car. And he says, yeah. I said, what'd you get? He said, oh, I got a Crown Victoria because it has the biggest trunk. that's a true story. I'm going to go on to a couple more of our sponsors and I'll come back.
Okay.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterton every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterton provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, and my guest is Bill Harnden, who's the director of the Small Business Development Center at Raritan Valley Community College. Small business is supported by a lot of different entities, including the SBDC. But I just wanted to mention that this program, this video podcast, is actually sponsored by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, and it's there to support small business because if you're in that business or in a small business or a mid-sized business and you're thinking about starting or expanding, you have opportunities not only to support yourself but also to support people that are looking for jobs and want to grow. And I just wanted to ask Bill a little bit about what the statistics are in New Jersey. Actually, start with how the SBDC got started and then talk about how many small businesses there are in the state, women-owned businesses, too?
Well, I don't have the...
You don't have all those numbers.
All those numbers, because they...
I didn't tell them about it.
But I could say one thing. Let me make a point.
Yeah.
Small businesses are the economic engine to our economy, pure and simple, pure and simple. See, people focus on the J&Js. They might have 50,000 employees. But in the state of New Jersey, there might be 50,000 small businesses, each averaging 3 people. So that's 150,000 people that are employed by small businesses. So, again, yes, it's nice to have the big companies in the state of New Jersey, but it's the small businesses that are fueling the economy of New Jersey.
Yeah.
So it's a very important. I'm confident that most people understand that point because we try to support our small businesses. There's a lot of push on many levels to support the small businesses.
Well, that's good. In addition to the SBDCs, which are 13 centers in the state of New Jersey, they're actually nationwide. Last I heard, there were over 1,100 centers nationwide.
Yes, it's in every state of in the United States, in Guam, Puerto Rico, all the United States sovereignties.
Right.
Yes.
All right. So it's and then you have the Chambers of Commerce, and they're in every county.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of networking organizations. I attend to several women's networking groups. I go to their meetings to hear the speaker, and I have takeaways from those, which I can use all the time. So it's so important that you stay very active in your business. As far as there are some people that are who have been sheltered in the corporate world, and they may have either lost their jobs, or maybe they've decided that they'd rather work for money that goes into their pocket and not their employer's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And so they think they want to run a business, but again, they need help. They don't know what they don't know. So we encourage all those people to explore what the potential might be. And I think there are enough of the counselors who know about so many different industries that chances are they can talk to somebody who's either been in that industry or has been somehow connected. I know it happens to me. I'm amazed at how many people will have an idea for a business, and I have background knowledge of it. I mean, it's just, it's uncanny sometimes.
Yes.
But it's...
Well, again, we have 17 counselors on the staff.
Right.
So at some point in time, we might be able to specifically help you with a specific industry.
Right.
But because there's so many of them, our mission is to give you the foundation.
Right.
That's our mission, is to give you a foundation to be a successful business owner. We might not be able to help you with yarn manufacturing or something like that, but we will give you the management tool, the accounting tools, all that that is required to be a successful business.
I think, too, because we, all of us, I'm sure, do networking and we have connections with a lot of people. I had a person come in the other day who I didn't feel that what he told me about his resume was good enough, because I think he's probably going to end up looking for a job because he's afraid to have his own business. But I know somebody who is an expert in helping people write their resumes. And I felt, I've known him for years, he's a national speaker, and I could refer him to that individual, and I recommended getting on that guy's newsletter list. So there's those connections that are there, too.
Well, I want to speak about one important connection, though, that the SBDC has. It's actually with Raritan Valley Community College. We have an opportunity to steer people to a lot of different resources within the college to help them. So if we don't have the answers, we still can look within the college community for answers.
Yeah.
There's free courses that are offered by workforce development, you know, the professional development courses, like free Excel courses, Access, Word, all the Microsoft Office products. There are free courses that are offered through grants through the college.
And those are all – you need all that.
You need all that, absolutely.
And if you
more
can't
tools.
Learn it, yeah, if you can't learn it. I've learned a lot of this myself. But
yes.
If you haven't, you have to go and come to the school to learn. We're coming down almost to the wire, so what I'd like to do is ask you just to give your contact information, phone numbers, and how to reach out to the center for – counseling as well as for classes.
Okay. Thank you very much for the opportunity for me to do this, by the way, Vicki. So it's the Small Business Development Center at Raritan Valley Community College. We're part of the Workforce Development Department. Our contact information is for telephone. It's 908-526-1200, extension 8516. Our website is www.sbdcrv.com. And our email is sbdc@raritanval.edu. And we're located on the main campus of the Raritan Valley Community College. Our address is 118 Lamington Road, Branchburg, New Jersey, 08876.
Well, it was a pleasure to have you here today. I'm glad that you
Oh, thank you again for inviting me.
Yeah, we can always talk about all this.
Yes, we can.
But
it's a pleasure. Your listeners are very fortunate to have somebody like you, because you have been around and you're able to give them the knowledge that you've accumulated through the years.
Yeah.
So this is a wonderful program to listen to.
Well, it hasn't gotten old yet.
No, there's nothing. Knowledge is knowledge, you know.
It's always changing.
Yeah.
And I this morning I'm rewriting part of my networking class that I give. It's networking in the real world as well as a little bit online, but mostly real world. I was studying some articles this morning to integrate it with my program. I do that every – so, again, I'm the lifelong learner that we all need to be.
Absolutely.
So
just one other thing I want to point out, too, is business is business. A person in Rome 2,000 years ago who made bread still had to figure out how he's going to get his bread to his consumers.
That's a very good
and
point.
And we have to do the same thing today.
That's right.
Figure out how we can get our product to the consumers.
Yeah.
So when people say, hey, that's old school.
No, it's not.
That's just school, period.
Yeah. And in my marketing classes, that's the kind of stuff we talk about. So, and there's a lot there. that goes on for at least 6 hours or more. Mm-hmm. So it's very important. So next week I have a guest, and unfortunately I can't remember her name, but I would suggest that you, those of you who are listening, come back next week and next Tuesday between the hours of 3 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you'll hear another interesting interview that I'm sure you'll benefit from here, from where you'll learn some stuff that you can do in your own businesses. So again, I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. My business is Rustmore Mentoring Group. Thank you for attending the program today. If you'd like to hear a certain topic or you'd like me to interview someone, let me know. Have a great day. Bye.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is criticizing the foreign policies of previous administrations.
We didn't lead. We let the bureaucrats and international organizations lead us. We let our allies shun their responsibilities.
Addressing an American Legion convention in Indianapolis, Pompeo says the Trump administration is following a back-to-basics approach that excludes apologizing for America. Some of the women who accused convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein of sexually abusing them when they were girls are speaking out after a court hearing in New York City on Tuesday.
I just wanted to thank everybody for their constant support during this really difficult time. It was so powerful in there hearing all the other victims and very similar stories that I have endured.
That's one of the accusers, Jennifer Arose, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. and I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up and I'm feeling better and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Iran's president says he's not ready to hold talks with President Trump as of now. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
A day after President Trump opened the door to possibly meeting Iran's president at the appropriate time, Tehran reacts. In a televised speech, the president, Hassan Rouhani, said there will be no such talks until the sanctions against Iran are lifted.
Lift all illegal sanctions. If you don't do this, the lock will remain closed.
That's Rouhani speaking through an interpreter. He also accused President Trump of simply wanting a photo op with him. He said Trump should instead just use photo.